We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Sports Radio 610 presents Clint Sterner and the show. Clint Sterner's Football at 4.
All right, so Deshaun Watson's hearing started this morning at 8 a.m. with independent arbiter Sue L. What was her last name?
Robinson!
Pretty Willie Suella. It's a song, by the way. I'm not, no disrespect to Sue L.
Robinson!
There you go. That's just golly, what the hell was that?
Fired up about Sue L.
Oh, I bet you are. Well, that hearing started this morning at 8 a.m. Central. I don't know. We haven't heard any details, whether it's over, whether anything's leaked out of that meeting or not, Show. But we will sooner, I guess, find out. This could be a week from now. It could be a day from now. It could be 2 weeks from now. Hell, it could be training camp before we hear anything. But they are one step closer. With this Deshaun Watson decision, or a decision looming to be made on Deshaun Watson, there's a lot of opinions out there, and we've talked to a lot of legal analysts, we've talked to a lot of individuals, and they feel pretty strongly about Deshaun Watson and the evidence against Deshaun Watson and him potentially. The smoke right now is him potentially getting suspended indefinitely, and for sure for one season. That's where the smoke's at, is that he's gonna get a season. Well, Daniel Wallace, who is a legal analyst for The Athletic, he's got a little different take on Deshaun Watson and what the suspension could end up being. This is The Athletic legal analyst Daniel Wallace on Watson.
How do you predict that this hearing will go come Tuesday?
I predict that he's not going to get what the NFL wants, which is an indefinite suspension. Indefinite is arbitrary and capricious. A court would vacate that because there's no precedent within the National Football League for keeping the punishment open-ended, because you don't know what else is going to come down the pike with future lawsuits. So if the arbitrator rules, and she's definitely going to find a violation of the personal conduct policy because the bar has been set so low with the credible evidence standard, I think he's looking at a minimum of a 6-game suspension. A minimum. What I'm more interested in is whether he gets credit for the 1 year he's already served as a de facto suspension, being sidelined by the Houston Texans. Maybe he's going to raise the argument that that is in and of itself de facto discipline. And under the CBA, you can only be disciplined one time. There's a two penalty ban.
There's a lot there to discuss. I think number one, he cites the lack of, I think what he said was he cites the lack of evidence as basically on being on Deshaun's advantage there, and I think 6 games is really, really light, but that's closer to the single digits that I think he ends up getting versus a full season. I think the NFL is up against it here from a perspective of trying to discipline Deshaun Watson without quote unquote a smoking gun. Yes, there's 24 cases out there, but I don't know that any of them, that from what we've heard, could for sure have a smoking gun in terms of evidence to really drop the hammer on Deshaun Watson. So the lack of evidence could be a problem there as they attempt to make this decision on Deshaun Watson moving forward.
Yeah, they better not hold their breath in the Watson camp, or what this guy was saying, if they believe that he'll get time served.
That was the other part of it. I wonder how much that...
That's a hard one to spin, to make it lighter, because his time served, he got paid. right? Like, well,
they would get if he got put on the commissioner's exempt list, he would get paid as well.
Yeah, but if he got suspended, if they suspended him for a year, he's not going to get paid.
Yeah, I don't know.
They made his contract. That's why many people believe the Browns made his contract to where it's $1.3 million this year, and then next year is when it jumps into the $4 million.
Well, I think the Browns did several recent contracts that way, not just Deshaun Watson's. I mean, but I understand that point. But there's, like, I just wonder if there's any cases out there where a player was put on the commissioner's exempt list, he sat out a season or he sat out a good chunk of a season, and then that was basically used in his favor down the stretch to minimize his
the one I covered is Kareem Hunt.
Yeah,
so he was put on the list at first, and then he was suspended 12 games. He was suspended the rest of that season, and then he was suspended the rest of that season, which was four left, and then he suspended eight more games. He was suspended 12 games. He went to Cleveland, oddly enough, and he didn't get paid during that
time.
He didn't get his money. So I think that would be the biggest thing that could be the difference to me is to kind of push the thought that it could be time served. That's difficult because, I mean, the league would probably push. We never said he couldn't play. There was never anything on him that said he couldn't play.
Yeah.
He didn't want to play because he didn't want to play for the Texans.
Yeah, and, no, I'm with you. I just think
that part of it, to think that the penalty would be lighter because he missed last year, and to say if he missed another year, it would be like him being suspended 2 years. No, it would be him being suspended whatever he gets this year.
Yeah, I'm no legal expert. I'm just – that's the first time I've heard it brought up, and it would surprise me after hearing it that that's not at least brought to the attention of the independent arbiter or all parties involved that he sat out a year. Whether it works or not or whether it's relevant or not, you know, I don't know. I tend to lean your direction and say it's probably a moot point. But when it's all said and done,
it could be 8 to 10 games or the single digits, as you said. But I don't think it's going to be because, you know, he missed last year, and that's what they're concluding.
Well, show red 22. Here's the other part of the. The legal analyst, the Athletics legal analyst, Daniel Wallach, he talked about another issue that the NFL could have in terms of how they disciplined Deshaun Watson.
But at the end of the day, Dan, the notion that Deshaun Watson is going to be forced to sit out for 2 years while Robert Kraft engages in basically the same conduct and gets absolutely nothing.
Right.
Jerry Jones oversees this awful situation with sexual misconduct by one of his high-ranking employees and has some of his own recent incidents. He gets nothing. And then let's not leave out the one and only Dan Snyder, who oversaw the Animal House of NFL football teams, a multi-year systemic endemic environment that has led to a congressional hearing over a toxic workplace environment, and all he gets is hand the team to his wife while he's still conducting NFL-related business. So it's zero games, zero games, zero games, yet Watson is going to face 32 games.
I'm not sure how an owner.
This guy is riding hard.
No, he's going.
Is that
hard.
Rusty?
He is a 180 from what everybody else is saying and pushing for a year and indefinite kind of deal. Not pushing, but
32 games.
I mean, he is definitely. He's finding all the loopholes, if you will, that Deshaun Watson's attorneys may try to slide through. I don't know, man. When I hear him, I don't know that it's going to play in Deshaun Watson's favor in terms of how he is suspended, show. But I know the way that the NFLPA, if Deshaun Watson gets the hammer dropped on him and he gets a season indefinite with a season guaranteed, and I guess he can be reinstated after a season, however that works. If they do that, the NFLPA is going to push back in a major, major way. And if you don't think they're going to cite the three owners getting off lightly for what they've done, then you're crazy. I mean, I think
they've already
that's
said they're going to.
Yeah.
I just like this cat here has an agenda. To me, obviously, he is riding hard with Deshaun, I would almost think he's a part of Rusty Harden's team, the way that he's rolling out. I mean, he's already made last year, you know, 16 games or 17 games of suspension. My thing with this, when I hear this, is one thing that I think is dangerous that I think has a chance to happen is to kind of group those things, right? You can think that Robert Kraft and Jerry Jones and even Daniel Snyder, I think Daniel Snyder is not really fair because I don't know if we are to a point where we know what his punishment potentially will be. But I think to kind of group those into the same thing that Deshaun is being accused of is a bit of a dangerous thing. Not to say anything that they are accused of was good or anything, but I mean, Deshaun is being accused of upward nearly 30 women saying that he forcibly did things to them. He's being accused of forcibly did things. I think those things are different than Robert Kraft basically rolling into prostitution, which is illegal. But I mean, I think that is a different thing. These are situations where parties kind of both knew what was happening. This one, what Deshaun's being accused of, is differently. And then to kind of group Jerry Jones in that, which is really, to me, unfair. This was another one of his employees that was thought to be, you know, doing things sexually that he didn't fire him and moved on from it. And then to say he had his own thing because he had potentially, you know, had another child, that's completely different than what Deshaun is being accused of. So those things are going to try to get grouped together. But like kind of saying Robert Kraft and Deshaun did the same things, I think is
I think the specifics of what Daniel Wallach said here, I think we can get off in the weeds on whether they're accurate or they're comparable or not. I think that's real. But ultimately, if you look at how the old white owners were treated when they were making major mistakes off the field, versus what could potentially happen to Deshaun Watson here if he gets the hammer dropped on him, I think the NFLPA is going to raise some serious hell if that is the case. And you look at how players have been treated in the past, guys that have been able to return to the game after having a lot more evidence, at least maybe not the numbers, but a lot more evidence in their cases. Ooh, man.
I wonder how much the league is going to use, like, Jerry Richardson, the owner of the Panthers, who was forced to sell his team after misconduct, sexual.
Yeah.
He's been accused because they keep bringing those owners, but they don't bring Jerry Richardson to the table. Obviously, it doesn't help their argument. I wonder if the legal use that as, hey, listen, we don't just let
was
all
Jerry
the owners
forced to, or did he just bow out before they cleaned his closet out?
I think it may read that way, but I think a lot of reporting was that Jerry was almost forced. Not as much like Donald Sterling where Adam Silver came right out and said it, but almost to a point where he was forced. It'll be interesting to see how this goes. All right, Clint Sterner, Ron the Show, Tyler Milner, as we continue rolling through. Some news here about the Astros. Michael Brantley is on the IL. We get to hear from Michael himself. He speaks about his injury. We'll let you hear that next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Sports Radio 610 presents Clint Sterner and the Show.
All right, Michael Brantley has been put on the IL, shoulder issue.
No, God!
It's all right, man. It's a shoulder situation with Brantley. And where we are right now, hey, the Astros got a 10-game lead. Plus, doesn't feel like the Angels or the Rangers, who was fighting it with the Royals yesterday, that they are going to be a team that can come back and get him. So get him healthy and get him right. But Michael Brantley spoke to the media himself today, and this is what he had to say about his shoulder.
Yeah, my shoulder's not too happy right now. But at the same time, we have a good idea of what we need to do to get back as soon as possible. I'm upset I had to go on the IL for this, but at the same time, in the best interest of, being 100% healthy moving forward.
Do you think this will extend beyond the 10 days? Or?
I can't answer that right now. I know when we go back home, I get to see our great doctors that we had back in Houston to determine, but I'm very hopeful that it'll be right around there.
Now, at least they didn't put him on a flight right away like they did Jeremy Pena. This is also where he went, Clint, to express when he felt like the injury occurred.
Did it happen on a swing or a player? Is it something you've been dealing with for a while now?
A little bit of both, right? But at the same time, as competitors and baseball players, you want to be out there with your teammates. So you try, as much as you can to stay on the field. But at this time, what is best, for myself and for this organization, for this team, is for me to get back 100% healthy.
All right, so Michael Brantley, that's it right there. That's the key to get him 100% healthy.
Yeah, look, when Michael Brantley's out, I have zero worries about Michael Brantley. Clearly, if it was something, a serious injury, it's out of his control. Him getting up and getting a little bit older, you worry about a serious injury knocking him out for an extended period of time. Clearly, that would have me concerned. But like this kind of thing, nagging shoulder injury. 10-day IL, he's talking to the media. For whatever reason, he's one of those guys that I've got 100% confidence is going to go in there to get it looked at, take care of it, rehab, prehab, and come back ultimately in better shape than he was before. He's just a guy, for whatever reason, that I trust is going to take care of himself, take the time that he needs, and ultimately when it matters the most, which is, again, late in the season, he's gonna be in the lineup and hitting stride.
And for him, it doesn't, like when Bregman gets hurt, like it feels like, boy, how long does it take him to find it? With Brantley, you feel like his swing, like we call him the professional.
What?
It doesn't feel like it's gonna take him a long time to find it.
Well, yeah, you're talking about finding it, but even like, I mean, with Brantley and Jordan, Correa back in the day, these guys, Lance McCullers is one of them now. Boy, the minute that anybody says, hey, they're going to miss a couple games because they're on the IL, you're like, uh-oh, what the hell could this turn into?
Yeah.
I mean, this could be a major issue. This could be a long-term issue. This could be something that keeps popping up. With Brantley, it's just, like you said, it probably just needs some rest and recovery. And when he does come back, you feel pretty good about him being in his groove and continuing to hit stride. So, hate to miss him for a few games, hate to miss him for these two games, these next three games for sure, but I think they'll be fine.
Yeah, we'll see where it goes. Our guy Adam Spillane, you can follow him and catch his work at sportsradio610.com. He tweeted this out, interested to see if Dusty Baker chooses to play Jordan Alvarez in left field on an everyday basis while Brantley is out. Would give him an opportunity to use the DH spot as a way to give guys a half a day off if the Astros aren't, as they're not off again until July 11th. Let's not get wild.
We knew you wouldn't be a fan of everyday left fielder Jordan.
Give him a couple of those days off, right? Three or four of those days off, right?
Mama shows
you just
worried.
Just gave him the fourth game off in the Yankee series,
right?
That was
the hand thing.
And again, it was a tie ball game in the tenth. So
the hand thing. He got at bat there. Yeah. I mean, I'm just saying that there's a couple of lineups where we could see Chaz McCormick out there, and
he got an at bat. What'd they do?
Intentionally walk.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
But I think makes
sense.
We can see Chaz McCormick out there in left and Jake Meyers in center for for a few ball games.
No, there's no question. That's why White Boy Chaz got brought up. Don't get too worked up over here, show.
I'm not getting worked up.
You know, Alvarez. I mean, they're not going. I mean, he may not even get one game. He may just DH the whole with that bad hand. Ain't no sense in putting him out there. Look, he's got two bad knees and a bad hand. Why would you put him in the field?
You're right, man.
Yeah,
that hand. Just let's get that right. I think he's in left field today.
I would be A-OK if White Boy Chaz.
No, he's DH in today. Yeah. Right.
I'd be A-OK in this scenario with the hand. You handle it with kid gloves.
Are you being serious right now?
I'm being dead serious right now.
All right, good.
I'm not one that is don't playing in a three-game stretch in the outfield because of his knees
because
he can't run or because he can't play the outfield. I'm comfortable with him out there, and I'm not worried about his knees. Now, this hand, on the other hand, I mean, he could fall. He could go out there. He's a young cat. Probably doesn't really understand how to. Hey, there's
slide
no. We don't. What yeah, we yeah. don't need to do is lose you to diving for a ball or running into the wall or anything like that. So this one, good call by Dusty. Hey, DH or don't play until that hand is 100% go.
I haven't heard of this yet.
What?
Apparently, Chaz McCormick.
White Boy Chaz.
He spoke about what it felt like to get sent down.
I heard it.
Have you heard it? I haven't heard it yet.
He bites his cheek. He bites his cheek.
Does
the visual's better than the audio.
Oh, I got to see it. Oh,
the visual's better than the audio. He's biting his cheek a bit. Gets a little bit repetitive in the audio. Quite a few breaks in there.
Because I'm trying to think. Just take me there. You played. How different was the travel and everything from the Cowboys and the Dolphins to NFL Europe and the Desperados?
Well,
the Arena League team and the
Arena League, we went straight commercial, which was I greatly appreciated because it was. I mean, you walk up with a whole team, and we're on the plane with a bunch of regular folks, and so everybody's wondering what you're doing, where you're going, who you are, what's it. So, I mean, that was great. I mean, you talk about fish in a barrel now. You talk about shooting fish in a barrel now.
Yeah,
that was absolutely money. And then in Europe, we traveled by buses and trains.
Whew. But I'm just saying it was different than when you were in Dallas, like the hotels and everything.
Oh yeah.
I'm just saying everything.
Dallas was totally different than like Miami. Like the way Jerry Jones, there's a reason why Jerry Jones is known as a player's owner. There's a reason why, and look, I understand the whole America's team thing and the star and yada, 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 but Jerry treats players like, I mean, he rolls out the red carpet for you all the time, every time. I mean, every day, all day, travel, in the locker room, on the road, at home, Christmas parties. I mean, it doesn't matter. He rolls out the red carpet. So, yeah, it was ridiculously different. What are you getting at? How he was traveling?
Yeah, he had to go from here all year long, and then he had to roll down there to Sugar Land. Where the hell were they? In Albuquerque,
he didn't leave the team.
Oh, he never went?
No.
Oh, good for him.
Yeah, he actually.
I thought he had to make the trip.
No, he was gonna leave today. He just said this a little while ago. He was gonna leave today from New York, and then they came to him and were like, "Hey, never mind."
Oh God.
Well, how
was gonna have to go to Tacoma?
Look,
oh my God.
Look, I know it sucks.
Tacoma,
I know it
Washington.
Sucks to, I know it sucks to get the news that they chose JJ Mattijevich over you, but. How badass would it be to get demoted and say, by the way, you got to stay two or three more days in New York and just we'll put you up in our hotel. You're on our dime. You can just kick it in New York for 3 days.
We're gonna send your ass to Albuquerque here. So.
Yeah, you got to go to Topeka or Albuquerque or one of these.
He was gonna have to make that flight to Albuquerque.
Yeah, but you got 3 days to kick it on the Astros dime.
Oh,
in
you'd
New
have
York?
Been you'd have been here lit.
Oh my. Oh, I'd have saw the city. No question.
Coming in with your hat down.
I'd have saw the city. I'd have been like Darren Woodson. That one time Darren Woodson, Jerry made the big name players travel even if they were hurt. And we went to New York one time and Darren Woodson went out and kicked it a little bit and came in the hotel walking up and down the hallway, waking folks up loud.
Don't give a damn.
I don't have time.
The next day
to
on the
have
bus,
a bad
I said,
time.
Woody, what the hell did you get into last night? He said, boy, New York's on a different level.
Just had somebody text in right as you said it. Jerry doesn't have time to have a bad time.
That's right.
This is what Chaz McCormick said about being sent down.
Heard about the crappy news that was going to be sent down a couple days ago. You know, obviously I was upset because, you know, you want to be here with this team and this team knows how to win, so there's nothing better than that. But, you know, can't control it. I just, you know, have to perform better. That was kind of it, and obviously it sucked. But, you know, it made sense, and, you know, just obviously hearing those news that day, in Yankee Stadium on a Sunday, it didn't feel that good. But, you know, I tried to just decompress a little bit and take it what it is and be okay about it. And obviously, you know, Braley's on the IL, so I'm back. So I obviously couldn't be any happier that I'm back here. But, yeah, it's been a lot of emotions, but, you know, it's been strong about it. That's all you got to do.
Because I sure as hell didn't want to go to New Albuquerque.
No offense, Bregman. That was not the white boy. There must have been a follow-up question, T, because that was not the white boy, Chaz.
That's not what you heard?
No. I don't know if he said it. I think they come back and ask him if he was surprised. And he went in. It was a 50-50 chance between me and J.J. Matijevic, and they chose J.J. They could have chose me. I had a chance, and the whole time he's, like, biting the side of his cheek. Like, he really wants to be like, hell yeah, I was surprised. What the hell are you talking about?
Wouldn't you?
Yeah, I mean, what the hell? Wouldn't you be surprised?
I mean, we got the lineup today, and I'm hitting in front of it.
And I'm hitting in front of Jake Myers. What are we doing here?
Oh, my God. All right. Well, good for you, Chaz. You're back there, man. Didn't have to fly to Albuquerque. And Michael Brantley, take your time. They'll get him right. All right, I generally don't like to tease phone calls, but apparently Tyler says somebody is PO'd at me. I mean, he is PO'd at me. Would you say a scale of 1 to 10, how upset do you think?
I'd say an 8.6. Oh, well, yeah, he's not happy with you, man.
Yeah, like your
shocker, you pissed somebody off.
Like your coach, Jimbo,
I don't mind confrontation.
I kind of thrive in, to be honest with you. I like it.
Clown acts.
Well, that's my favorite right
there.
We'll see
who I pissed off next. That's coming up.
Read it off sliced bread.
I just got the red carpet. We're wanting to get into a controversy.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents Clint Sterner and the show.
All right, hang in there. Clint is going to need your help with something here, folks. I think it has something to do with a screw, so I'm out.
All my handymen out there, all my DIYers out there, I got an issue that I need a little help with.
What kind of screw are we talking about?
We'll get there.
I don't need any help with that. With one that you're
well played.
To.
Well played.
All right. Yeah. I don't know. Don't know if he's going to need your help, so stay tuned.
But, I was just so happy at that point. My wiener was still there.
No, I know you were.
This ain't got nothing to do with that. For the record, in case y'all are wondering, I need my handyman, my plumbers, everybody tune in. I'm going to need a little help here shortly.
All right, so tune in. All right, Trey. Trey was was not happy with me. Go ahead, Trey.
No, not happy at all, man. Forget 8. I'm on 22, dude. You can't say he forced. You have to retract that. You cannot say he forced. Uh-huh. He would be under the jail right now if he forced anybody to do something. He did something stupid, showing his junk. I wish I knew him. I'd pop him upside his head. All of his whole stuff is his fault for being dumb and horny. But you cannot say he forced anybody to do anything.
Trey, calm down. Okay. Did you hear me say allegedly? Did you hear me repeatedly say allegedly what he's being accused of? Allegedly.
No, he wasn't allegedly accused of raping anybody. He is
currently allegedly accused of forcing himself on people. That's what the lawsuits are.
You know what he did? Let me tell you.
No, I don't know what he did. Neither do you. You don't know what he did either, Trey.
Well, okay. Let me tell you what I used to do. When I used to visit these, you know what Houston is popular for, if I had a young lady that wasn't going to do what I wanted to do, I moved on to the next. But when she said no, I kept it moving.
Yeah, you're. I appreciate the call, Trey. You're saying I thought Trey had something. I mean, you're saying everything that makes sense, right? And maybe for Deshaun, he believes that occurred. But what he is being accused of, that's what I said, right? I didn't. I'm trying to remember I said that. I said what he's being accused of. What they are allegedly saying.
Yeah, we've all been pretty damn good at sticking to allegedly what he's accused of, for sure.
But the point I said is that's different than what some of these other cases. He allegedly forced himself. That's what they're saying.
Right.
That's what they're alleging. That's what they're saying. That If that is true, that is different than
what Robert
to
Kraft
me,
did.
What Robert Kraft did.
Yeah,
or what Jerry did.
I mean, Robert Kraft had a deal worked out where he was essentially. I mean, that was. I mean,
both parties seemed to know exactly consented, whether it was legal or not. Both parties consented. What Deshaun is being accused of, maybe that's what Trey, you just came in there late and didn't hear that part. Being accused of or alleged to have done is force himself in those things. That would be different. So, I mean, Trey, I think, Trey, you just may have missed. Well, he had me nervous.
Well,
when he said what he used to do.
Yeah. I didn't know where he was going.
When they would tell me no,
my hand was hovering on that dumb button, I promise you.
I didn't know where Trey was going right there. I think I live somewhere in the middle, Sean, to be completely honest with you. I think there's, and I don't call them fans. I think there's just people that are aware of what has gone on with Deshaun Watson, and in their mind, the number 24 now is not enough. It's a lot, but it's not enough for them to go, "Yep, Deshaun Watson is guilty of X, Y, and Z, anything called assault," and that this isn't the attorney that is drumming up business and you know, just blowing the numbers through the roof. And got a payout with 20. I mean, I think there's, when you look at, I try to look at this thing from both sides. Like I said, I'm in the middle somewhere. I don't believe that this was simply a bunch of massage therapy sessions that went bad. And Deshaun Watson is the devil. And did everything, and nobody knew what the hell was going on until they were in the room, except for Deshaun Watson. I don't believe that one bit. I don't believe that one bit. Now, do I believe that it's possible that Deshaun Watson was scheduling these appointments and with the intentions of things getting a little bit frisky, and he got addicted to it, and it was, yeah. I think there's probably some that there. So there's several different aspects here. I see where. There are people that say, Deshaun Watson, I've heard enough. I've seen enough. There's 24 women. That number's big enough. I know he was up to something. Kick his ass out of the league. There's people on that end of the spectrum, and there's people on the other end of the spectrum that say, hey, my man's getting set up completely. I get it. I don't know who's right or I don't know who's further from the truth. I don't. I have no idea. I would venture to say that Trey is one of them that is – a little bit more accepting of what Watson's company says and does than necessarily what Tony Busby says and does.
Yeah, or maybe he's just really a stickler for, hey, don't – maybe he just didn't hear the first part and thought it was just saying that he –
Oh, he's about you.
Yeah.
Okay, I was just talking about the fans in general.
Yeah, with Trey. I don't know. I think I've been very –
No, you have. There's no doubt.
We've all done it. Everybody on the station, the entire time I listen.
I'm tired of doing it, and I'm tired of hearing it, to be completely honest with you, but we have to do it.
And we
can't just sit up here and freely talk about it. We have to consistently remind everybody that we don't know what happened and that it's everything is alleged at this point in time. I'm tired of doing it, but you have to do it, and you did it, and you do it every time you talk about it.
Yeah, and legit for me, like, you know, I just take the information that we have, but I legit don't know. I mean, the closest that I have given, and which is my real opinion, is I said it a few weeks back that, you know, I'm to the point where with all the evidence that we have, like anything is possible. But right now, I just think we'd be looking at a serious situation of people, you know, coming together to make sure he goes down. Like that's the closest thing to me. With all the information we've had, this has to be one of the greatest. If Deshaun is completely 100% innocent, like he has said he is, and his representation has said, then this is a hell of a setup.
Like I said, right. I don't think that's
as close as I've gone. But I legit don't know. Yeah, I was not in those rooms.
Yeah.
And I'm not gonna try to pretend like I was in those rooms.
Well, what we do know is there's no, it appears that two things can be true here. Deshaun Watson was up to no good. There were a couple of cases that could have been legitimate, maybe not. And then there's an attorney involved that took to media, press conferences, social media, and basically soliciting business. Yeah. And there is a possibility that helped grow the number to 24. Maybe not. I mean, two, three things can be true all together. And the good, I mean, here's the thing is ultimately odds are we ain't never going to find out because they're going to end up settling this thing. We're not going to find out what the hell was going on.
Clint Sterner, Ron the Show, Tyler Milner, my guy Trey texts back in and said he just didn't hear the alleged part. He wants Tyler to go to the tape. See when you hear Tyler to start it. Just got now Tyler go to the tape. All right, man, let's try to figure out your problem. Let's figure out, as we said, all your handyman
actually. Is my bolt in my toilet?
Yeah, let's hear your bolt in your toilet problem. What the hell happened to you?
I use my morning times a lot. I take pride in getting things done around the house that I've watched on HGTV, Tyler. I feel like I've talked to my neighbor or I've YouTubed how to do something. Well, I go do it instead of dropping another $2,000 on something at the house, Tyler.
that reached up and just grabbed you.
So, you know, I'm up there in my wife's little upstairs area. I've got her little office rolling, and her office area is great. It's beautiful. We've laid floor. We got the baseboards in. We got everything painted, everything caulked up, ceiling fans in, lights in, everything's good. I'm working on the bathroom now, right? Well, I got the toilet, and I've got to install the toilet. Toilet's been sitting on a staircase for about, I don't know, 3 weeks now. I hadn't installed it. So I go in and I'm clearing off the wax ring, the old wax ring, and I'm going to put this new ring, not a wax ring, but I use a different type of ring to mount this toilet, right? Well, when I pull the wax ring off, are you familiar with mounting a toilet at all?
Actually, I know everything you're talking about.
Okay, the little plastic, the actual hard plastic ring that's mounted to the yes. plumbing and to the concrete, or in this case, the wood, because it's in the second story. But there's two little screws that kind of slide in the slots in that little plastic thing. And the screws, if you're pulling the wax ring off, gets all stuck in the wax ring. Well, I'm pulling the wax ring off and I got crap all over my crap, but like wax all over my hands, and I'm trying to get it into a plastic bag. Well, one of the screws sticks to the wax just high enough for me to pick it up. And the bolt, the bolt falls down into the drain, the plumbing of the toilet. And I'm on the second story. So I borrow my neighbor's got this little telescoping magnet that's kind of like the old school car antenna. You know, there's not a lot of flex to it. And Greg, I hate to tell you, bud, but I broke it. I hadn't told him yet. I don't know if he's listening or not.
Oh, God. Is it Greg, the nice guy I met?
I mean, gee, yeah. So I stick it down in there. Well, it's clearly falling further. Well, it cranks the telescoping magnet that I have. So I'm going to buy him another one. I'll stop it. I'm this Home Depot over here on 45 right here.
You're wearing it out.
The Home Depot, yes, I'm all over that one. I mean, I need to get a wonder. Never mind, I'm not going to say that. I need a membership there. But there's got to be a tool that's like a string with a magnet on the end of it, right? Something that I can snake down that drain or down that plumbing,
because that didn't work,
and find that screw. Because here's my concern is if that screw gets, like, when the plumbing, because the plumbing in a crapper is large, right? It's bigger. So whenever that pipe, I don't know if it's big all the way to the septic, it all comes together somewhere. I don't know if it ever hits a smaller pipe, and if it does hit a smaller pipe, then I've got a two or three inch screw bolt that could get turned sideways.
Yeah,
it could catch a turd, catch toilet paper, and then I got a mess on my hands. So how do I fish that? How do I fish that bolt out?
You've kind of left that toilet out of order, right?
It's not even on yet.
Yeah, it's not even.
The water's not pumped up to it. It's not. There's not a toilet. I never put the toilet on there because I didn't want to take it off to get it out.
Oh my goodness!
There's got to be something that I can fish down there, right? Or does a Here's my question to my plumbers and my handy guys out there. One, I greatly appreciate what you do. I've had a bunch of really good handymen in my life, and y'all are life savers, first of all. Second of all, does the pipe in a toilet, does it at any point in time before it hits the main line to the septic, does it ever get small enough to where a screw would get caught? Does it ever get smaller than what I can see at the origination point of the toilet? Does it ever get smaller? And number two, should I fish it from the top, or should I fish it from the toilet downstairs?
We just had a caller. He didn't want to come on air, but he's a plumber. His name's JD. He said you were on the right track. He said you get a magnet, you attach it to a string, go to work.
It's that simple, huh?
It doesn't sound like it's that simple.
That's what JD said.
I've gotten this twice here. Clint, I'm a master plumber. Don't worry about the bolt. You'll be okay. My man Paul, the plumber. Also ahead of him, you'll be good. Your drain pipe doesn't reduce. Go straight to the septic tank.
You could call Tom Tynan, someone said, on Saturday morning right here on Sports Radio 610.
How do you get the bolt out of the crapper?
Tom will know.
Yes. Yes, he will.
Houston legend.
So I'm wondering if I should go fishing or should I let it ride, boys?
Let it ride. I mean, I don't know.
Fishing
would be
more
fun. This is the text line, right?
I mean, that's one of those you let it ride, though, and then all of a sudden you've got an overflow problem, and I'm getting a call from the wife at noon when we're sitting up here.
Yep. Poo water everywhere.
Yep.
Yeah, so people keep texting in, the pipe does not get smaller.
What it turns, though. You think that's a problem? It disappeared real quick. It turns.
I was going to say, yeah, the bolt can turn. That's
the pipe turns. The bolt is just short enough to where it got down. Like, it disappeared on me. The pipe turned left about a foot underneath the toilet.
Text in again. Why not try ShopVac?
ShopVac. There ain't no telling what you'd pull out of there with a ShopVac. Good thing is that toilet hadn't been used.
It
hadn't been used in 2 years since I bought the place. I'm sure somebody may have used it before. There was a toilet up there way before.
Okay. Yeah.
But I mean, I've had everything pumped and pushed out since that. Now my downstairs, that
one said, "Let it ride." The bolts are brass, and a magnet won't snag it.
Oh, that'd be a bad deal. If I broke my neighbor's telescoping magnet and that magnet when it doesn't. Magnets won't catch
brass.
Explain
to the people real quick, what is the synopsis of your problem?
I dropped a mounting bolt for a toilet. The toilet was not on there. I was trying to clean up the ring, and the two bolts that you mount the toilet to the ground with, or to the bracket on that's screwed to the ground. One of those bolts I dropped down into the plumbing in the second story bathroom. And I need to know if I drop it. Should I drop a magnet down in that joint? Or ShopVac can't be the answer.
I've seen that a couple of times.
That's something.
Clint needs help. He needs help. We've got a lot of people said just let it ride. Miro, you've got some advice. Go ahead.
Hey, how about you say you still have one boat left, right?
I do. I actually got two more because I got a new toilet.
Okay, well, just if you, like I said, if you drop that boat and you really need it and you have one, I would just take it to Home Depot or old school hardware store and see if they have one of the same instead of looking for that old one.
Well, no, I've got another. I got plenty of bolts. I'm worried about that bolt causing problems down in my plumbing.
Yeah. Oh, nah, you're good. You're good. If you had kids, you know, kids put a whole bunch of stuff in there, and there's a lot of guys laughing right out saying, "Nah, you're good."
Oh, that's a good point.
I appreciate that.
That's a good point. I got a little girl that she ain't that age yet, but I'm sure she's gonna be throwing things in the toilet.
Sure I've got some folks that are throwing some things down there. Let's look. Kathy has got some advice. Go ahead, Kathy.
If it's a bolt that's just the size of a regular bolt, if it's not bigger than a Coke can, it's not going to cause any problems anywhere. If it's already passed through the toilet where you can't see it, if you think about the P-trap, it's already gone through the whole system. No problem whatsoever. It's gone.
You got me sold, Kathy. I appreciate you. I'm going with Kathy. That's it right there. I think you just move on with it.
I mean, there was some convincing right move-ons, though.
Yeah, Mero, you're fine.
Mero laughed at me.
I'm with Kathy. Yep. Hi, guys. Leave it alone. We are construction and maintenance folks. Ginger and Tommy. Appreciate you, Ginger and Tommy.
Yeah.
I mean, there's not an HGTV show that you can watch and help you get this figured out.
I don't know that the ratings would be where they need to be if they were just explaining how to get a mounting bolt out of the plumbing of a crapper. I don't know that would be. No. I was joking. I've really never seen that on HGTV.
Oh, I wouldn't know.
From the text line, 963, one thing we do know is show don't know a damn thing about this. There's no reason. There's absolutely no reason.
I mean, you don't know what a car muffler is.
Don't say just show.
I know what
Tyler's
it is.
On
I don't
no
know what
HGTV
like.
Watching ass in there. Ain't no good outside either.
Oh, I've mounted a toilet.
Actually, and this is one I've
mounting a toilet is very, very simple.
Unless you drop
a bolt in the. Yeah, in the
I was going to say, this is one I've actually
never dropped
done.
It.
I really had a. When you brought up the wax, I really had a fight with the wax.
Oh, you let me tell you the best. Real quick. You let me tell you the best.
What's the best?
So. in my you know, I've told the story about my wife didn't want nothing to do with this little house, and I thought it was gonna be my man cave. And then all of a sudden she came to me about a year into it and was like, I want my office out there. I get the floors redone on the first level. I got sawdust around in the area because I've been working in there and we're doing her floor upstairs. Anyway, she comes in there with one of them electric vacuum machines, them little things that just scoot around their own. Well, I hadn't put a toilet down in the downstairs yet. So the and it was I had the floor stained concrete, so they were real flat. There was still a wax ring on the downstairs plumbing, like it was exposed. The toilet wasn't on it yet. That damn vacuum cleaner got in there and got hung up on that wax and ran that damn wax all over the floor in the bathroom and out into the, before we caught it out in the house. And then the last time I checked, our vacuum cleaner still turned upside down. She don't want to put it back in the house because it'll run that wax crap all over the house, all over her rugs.
She might have to look at it outside to see if it works. Or y'all just let it go.
I'm sure she'll just buy another one. I'll just use it in my hog house, baby. I'll just use it in my old man cave out there.
There you go. All right, coming up, news with the Rockets, news we've been pushing and hoping for. Also, the lineups are out, and news about the injury front. Michael Brantley is on the IL. We'll give you more about all of that coming up next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.